Praise be to Allah for His intrinsic qualities, and praise be to Allah for His mercy and glory. And I bear witness there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, who revealed in the Quran the best of stories. And I bear witness that Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is Allah's final messenger to humanity. Brothers and sisters, today is a day of joy and mercy and forgiveness. And I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave us the opportunity to be alive today. And I pray that every one of us experiences the joy, the blessings, and the forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in this day. We ask Allah azza wa jal to make the Quran the spring of our hearts and the light of our chest and the guiding lights by which we live our lives. Brothers and sisters, today I want to talk to you about two mental attitudes. Those two mental attitudes are not befitting of a believer. These two mental attitudes are not befitting of a person who has faith in Allah, the Most High. They keep you from the best that Allah has in store for you. Therefore, the demon wants to instill those two mental attitudes in you. And therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge in Allah, the Most High, from these two mental attitudes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to make the following prayers, the following supplication in the morning and in the evening. Part of it is to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-'ajzi wal-kasal. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from al-'ajz, helplessness, and al-kasal, laziness. Let us talk about the first one, which is al-'ajz. Al-'ajz means lack of ability. So when you are making this prayer, you asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take from you your ability, so you will not be able to do what you are now able to do. So you're asking Allah azza wa jal to maintain giving you your health, to give you your help, to give you your ability, to give you your strength, so you keep doing what you can do. And the other part of al-ajz is helplessness, powerlessness, impotence. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from this mental attitude. To save you from this mental attitude, which means you have the ability to do something, but due to lack of commitment, due to lack of dedication, due to lack of resolve, due to procrastination, you do not do what you have the ability to do. That is al-ajz. That is powerlessness. That is helplessness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, أَيَعْجِزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكْسِبَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ أَلْفَ حَسَنَةٍ. Are you too helpless, so you cannot gain every day 1,000 good marks? One of his companions who were sitting with him said, how can a person get 1,000 good marks every day? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you say Subhanallah 100 times a day. And for doing so, Allah will give you 1,000 hasana, 1,000 good marks, and He will remove from your record 1,000 bad marks. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked this rhetorical question in order to draw our attention that the reason a person does not do this act of worship, not because this act of worship is so difficult, not because it's time consuming, not because it's hard, but because a person is lacking dedication, lacking commitment, lacking resolve, and because of procrastination. So that causes a person not to benefit from something that is easy otherwise to do. Another example of that, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of teachers. He said to his companions, أَيَعْجِزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ. Are you too helpless, so you are not able to read one third of the Quran in one night? They said, O Prophet of Allah, how can we read one third of the Quran in one night? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Surah Al-Ikhlas, the chapter of sincerity, the chapter of ikhlas in the Quran is equal to one third of the Quran. The reward of reading Surah Al-Ikhlas equals to the reward of reading one third of the Quran. And a person who fails to do so is because of lack of commitment, lack of resolve, lack of dedication, not because the task is difficult. That is al-ajz. That is the helplessness. That is the powerlessness that we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from. And that is the ajz that the shaitan wants to put in us. And how we can overcome this ajz? We overcome it by drawing help and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always need to draw help and support from Allah Azza wa Jal. When we stand in this act of worship in which we remember Allah, we praise Allah, we glorify Allah, we prostrate to Allah. When we stand in salah, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It's you who we worship, and it's you who we seek help from. See, brothers and sisters, how seeking the help of Allah is weaved in worshipping Allah. Seeking the help of Allah is weaved in worshipping Allah. When you want to form a fabric, you weave something with something, interlacing strands in order to weave the fabric. The fabric of a believer is made from seeking the help of Allah in order to worship Allah. Without seeking the help of Allah, you cannot worship Allah. You need to seek Allah's help in order to stay away from the things that He requests of you to stay away from. You need to seek the help of Allah in order to do the things that Allah calls upon you to do. Seeking the help of Allah is the dynamics that allows you to live up to the directives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we do that by drawing help and support from Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, say at the end of each salah, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. At the end of each prayer, say, O Allah, help me to remember you, help me to be grateful to you, and help me to worship you well. So at the end of each salah, you make this dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. We need, brothers and sisters, to commit this thought, to commit this idea, to commit this notion to our memory so it dissolves in our consciousness that we cannot do anything except with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it becomes automatic. Every time you are about to do something, you are not doing it based on your own strength or powers. You are doing it because you are seeking the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Commit this thought, commit this idea, commit this notion, internalize it so it dissolves in your subconsciousness and in your consciousness. So you are automatically, every time you are about to do something, you are doing it while seeking the help from Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said another hadith, الْمُؤْمِنُ الْقَوِيُّ خَيْرٌ وَأَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ الضَّعِيفِ وَفِي كُلٍ خَيْرٌ احْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَعُكْ وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak one, even though in both there is goodness. Be vigilant in getting what is of benefit to you, and seek the help of Allah, and do not become helpless. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, the strong believer, He does not mean he's only strong by his muscles, but strong by faith, strong by dedication, strong by commitment, strong by resolve. The strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak one, because the strong believer can accomplish more than the weak one, even though in both there is goodness. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, be vigilant in going after what is of benefit to you. Be vigilant in getting after what is of benefit to you. Meaning, affect the causes. Seek the help of Allah. Do not be weak in your resolve. Do not be weak in your effort. But affect the causes and be strong in going after that which is of benefit to you. But remember, what is of benefit to you really is of benefit to you in the hereafter. Not only that which is of benefit to you in this life. If something is of benefit to you in this life, but it's going to be problematic for you in the hereafter, that means it's not of benefit to you in this life. But whatever is of benefit to you in this life and it's not going to count against you in the hereafter, you can be vigilant in going after. Be vigilant in seeking that which is of benefit to you. And do what? And seek the help of Allah and do not become helpless. Seek the help of Allah and do not become helpless. Those who do not seek the help of Allah will experience helplessness, will run out of energy, will run out of vitality, because they do not draw on the help and support from Allah. Brothers and sisters, today many people give up on so many good practices because of this ta'ajjuz, because of this helplessness. People give up on their marriages to make out of them better institutions because of al-ajz, helplessness. People give up on their businesses because of this ajz. People give up on whatever practice they want to be involved in. People start an exercising program and then they give it up like me. Why? Because of ajz. People start dieting in order to feel better about themselves and then they give up on it after a while. Why? Because of this ajz. Whenever we give up on something that is good, it's because of this ajz, helplessness. So we need to be vigilant in going after that which is of benefit to us, seeking the help of Allah. The second mental attitude that is very debilitating, and this attitude short circuits our development, is laziness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge in Allah from laziness. A lazy person is a person who is not willing to invest time, efforts, and energy in getting something that is of benefit to him. He is lazy. He wants it, but does not want to work for it. That is the lazy person. He wants something nice, but he does not want to work for it. That is the definition of laziness. And usually laziness comes hand in hand with complacency. Complacency means a person may not be happy with the things, how the things are, but he does not want to do anything about it because he is lazy. I do not get complacency and contentment confused. A contented person is not a lazy person. A contented person is not a complacent person. Because a person who is contented, he knows that he is satisfied with this area of his life, so he will channel the energy to somewhere else. Whereas a complacent person, a lazy person, is not satisfied, he's not contented, he's not happy, but he does not want to do anything about it. Why? Because he's lazy. He does not want to put into it the efforts. He does not want to put into it the energy. Laziness. And laziness is a debilitating attitude. And it's from the shaitan. Therefore the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek refuge in Allah from laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasal. And now we need to seek help. And we need to seek refuge in Allah from this ajz, helplessness, and from laziness. Brothers and sisters, the movers and the shakers are neither lazy nor helpless. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the history of Islam were neither lazy nor helpless. The scholars of Islam who spread Islam, who taught the people, who defended the faith, were neither lazy nor helpless. The people who decided that they can go to the moon or they can explore the bottom of the ocean were neither lazy nor helpless. They did not say, well, we cannot do that. We are too helpless to do that. But they thought that we can do it. And they did not think it takes a lot of effort, but they put effort into it. So when we are seeking refuge in Allah from helplessness and laziness, we can be overachievers. We can be overcomers. Neither a community, nor a nation, nor an individual is able to achieve as long as those two mental attitudes controls his or her mind, or control the mind of a nation, or the mind of a community. And to overcome them, we seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To overcome them, we need to expand our limits by faith. Brothers and sisters, laziness causes so many problems. There was two people who lived in one apartment, and both of them were very lazy. One of them was lightweight, and the other one was heavier in his weight. And the light bulb burned out in the living room. The first day, the second day, the third day, nobody changed it. And then they were talking to one another. He said, why don't you change the light bulb? It's right here. He said, yeah, I see it, but the ladder's somewhere else. He said, you go get the ladder. He said, no, I'm not going to go get the ladder. You get the ladder. So they dropped changing the light bulbs for a couple of days. And then after that, the one who is light in weight, he said, why don't I ride on your shoulder? And then you stand up and we change the light bulb. He said, fine, we can do that. The man got on his shoulder. He stood under the light bulb. He held the light bulb with his hand and did not do anything. And the guy told him, change it. He said, you have to walk. You have to go in circles. I'm holding to it, but now you have to move. Brothers and sisters, laziness makes us go in circles. Laziness causes a simple task to be a difficult task because we are lazy. We need to overcome this laziness. We expand our limits by faith. Maybe you can relate to this experience. Maybe you, when you were a child or you know somebody like that, who knows how to swim? Who knows how to float? You put him in the shallow end, he can swim and he can float. Then you move him to the deep end, he says, I cannot swim. Even though the mechanism of floating is the same. But this guy in his mind, this child in his mind, he decided he can swim in the shallow end, but he cannot swim in the deep end. Even though the mechanism is the same. What stopped him from swimming in the deep end, not because he does not know, but because of the limitation he placed on himself. Maybe you are familiar with the dog and the cat example. This person has a dog. And he tied him to a 12-foot leash, and he tied him to a tree, put him outside. And a cat came by and started teasing this dog. The dog took after it, and then the leash pulled on him, and he stopped exactly at the 12-foot mark. Next day, the cat came again, teasing that dog. The dog started barking then and took after her. And the leash stopped him exactly at the 12-foot mark. And the cat will stand 12 foot and 6 inches away from him. And then after a few days, the owner of that dog decided to add 1 foot to the leash. And next morning when the cat came, she started teasing that dog. The dog took after her. And to the amusement of the dog's owner, the dog stopped exactly at the 12-foot mark. He did not go past that limit. He was conditioned to stop at that limit even though he had the ability to go more. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we condition ourselves to stop somewhere even though we have the ability to go more, but we stop where we condition our minds to stop. So we need to expand our limits by faith. How we expand it? By faith. We expand our limits by faith because you cannot go past the limit that you establish for yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you anything greater than you are ready by faith to receive. Allah will not give you anything greater than you are ready by faith to receive. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when we call upon Allah, to call Allah with certainty. اُدْعُوا وَأَنْتُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Call upon Allah while you are certain that He will answer your calls. That means if you call with a doubtful heart, Allah will not give you what you are asking for. Allah will not give you anything that already you are not equipped by faith to receive. So to expand your limits, you need to have the faith, you need to believe, you need to be equipped by faith to expand your limits. When we overcome the attitude of laziness, when we overcome the attitude of helplessness, we become overachievers, we become victors. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to do. So incorporate these prayers in your everyday dua. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in You from laziness and helplessness. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. This is my reminder to you today. I hope that Allah makes us from the people who hear the speech and follow that which is best. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna al-tiba'a. اللهم أرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من العجز والكسل وسوء الكبر. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحبه وترضاه. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.